And it's summertime, and maybe too hot to turn on the oven, maybe a salad for dinner, but how to make it more interesting than the last ones. Here now, resident chef Kathy Gunst has some ideas for the salad days of summer, literally. Kathy, great to see you as always.
Hi, Robin.
And beautiful salad right in front of us. Greens, are these from your garden?
Some of the Boston bib lettuce is from my garden. The romaine is from a local farm. This time of year, there is no reason to be buying those prepackaged right. things you find in the supermarket.
You can even do it in a pot. On the porch.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Very simple to grow. But what we're going to talk about today are what you put on top of it. Not to brag,
okay, but go.
More than once, people have come to dinner and I've served a very simple salad from the garden and they're like, oh my God, what's the dressing? What's your secret? And I'm like, there's no secret. It's mustard. It's good olive oil. It's vinegar or lemon juice and salt and pepper. And they're like, And I'm like, no, that's the whole point. There is no end. It is just about three quality ingredients. A little bit of mustard to emulsify or thicken to keep the oil and vinegar together. And you have the most basic, what the French call a vinaigrette. Once you taste this and you understand these three ingredients make this magical vinaigrette, you're not going to start buying bottled salad dressing so easily.
Well, especially if you look at the ingredients on some of those.
Exactly.
I mean, I use them, but I mean, I was, oh my gosh, you know.
If you can't pronounce it, you shouldn't be eating it.
So there's that. Well, okay, but you say it's that simple, but I see four
kinds
of dressing.
Okay, so let's start with the vinaigrette, which is the one closest to me.
Okay.
And that is, again, just a little bit of Dijon mustard, good olive oil. I've talked quite a bit. You always ask me when I'm giving you cooked foods, what kind of olive oil do you use for this? And I say, don't use your best olive oil for sauteing a chicken or roasting a piece of fish because you're going to be cooking it at a high temperature. This is the time to use your best ingredients. So you can either dip that or throw it on top.
I have a piece of lettuce here. And by the way, the bib lettuce, is that like a butter lettuce?
It is a butter lettuce, exactly.
Oh,
and it's so tender and buttery as its name.
So
this has some fresh herbs in it because it's summer, some dill, a little bit of tarragon is a classic French ingredient in vinaigrettes. It's a slight licorice flavor and it goes so well with oil and vinegar.
Such fresh lettuce. And now that I'm thinking about it, I taste that mustard.
Yeah, because it's there and you want it there. And as I said, it emulsifies the oil and vinegar into this beautiful dressing.
Can I just ask you, Kathy, when you say use your best olive oil, what is that? Is that the most expensive?
Not necessarily, but an extra virgin olive oil that's had no heat, that's been cold pressed. You'll see these words. You can find them in the supermarkets now. They don't have to cost a fortune. But because you only have three or four ingredients, you want those to really shine through. So this is a gorgeous Greek green oil or a golden French oil would be perfect.
Okay.
So moving on. Let's see. You choose. That is a buttermilk blue cheese dressing.
Whoa.
People seem to either love or hate blue cheese. I am a big lover of it. And that is also made with about four ingredients. You take some blue cheese, you crumble it up, you smash it with the back of a spoon till it becomes like a smooth paste. And then you add buttermilk and a little sour cream, fresh scallions, salt and pepper, and then you sprinkle blue cheese in. So you have the blue cheese two different ways. It's dairy rich. It's excellent on romaine and hearty greens and would also be great on a chicken salad.
Your salad is so fresh. Your lettuce is so fresh.
You know, Robin, it is summer, and this is the time to be eating it and enjoying all the textures. Yeah.
You know, I will point out, you're going to scream, but they sell crumbled gorgonzola now. So
absolutely. Yes. And if that's a shortcut you want to take, you can do that.
Okay.
Look for real blue cheese, gorgonzola. There's some beautiful American-made blue cheeses.
Okay.
Moving on. This is a pesto vinaigrette. So I thought, it's not really a pesto, but I put a lot of fresh basil, again, garden fresh basil, into a food processor with some walnut halves, little garlic, and then oil and vinegar and lemon juice. And the orzo salad you have in front of you, I thought, wouldn't that be beautiful on a pasta salad? A lot of people like to bring those on picnics, eat them all summer long. So that's the orzo salad with the basil pesto vinaigrette.
Oh, wow. Hopefully a lot of pesto will come your way this summer. What a great use for it.
Great use. And if you've made it already, you can simply just throw a little bit in. But starting from scratch, I think these dressings all took me about 5 minutes each.
All right. So what is this
one? And the last one I absolutely am in love with. That's a tahini yogurt ginger dressing.
Tahini,
which is ground sesame seeds, which I adore. Use quite a bit in Mediterranean food, Israeli food. You can find it all over the place, tahini. Greek yogurt, scallions again, some minced fresh ginger, lemon juice, and good olive oil.
Mm. This is more subtle. It's a very subtle, smooth taste.
Yes, very smooth. And that would work on a shrimp salad. It would work with any type of assertive greens. A chicken, a piece of grilled chicken that you just simply have for dinner, just sprinkle some of that on with some fresh, beautiful garden lettuce. You'd be having a wonderful summer meal.
I would think that the banner or the bumper sticker for this conversation we've just had is, don't be afraid.
Yeah.
It's so simple what you've done here.
I can't stress it enough. I see these people buying this bottled salad dressing, and I just want to go up to them in the grocery store and say, excuse me, you can do this. You can do
yeah,
this.
And you'll get arrested for that, Kathy Gunst. And that's here in our resident chef, Kathy Gunst. You may see her pulling at your sleeve in jail, right? Her salad recipes, all of them, the basic vinaigrette with summer herbs, the tahini, yogurt, ginger, basil, pesto dressing, and blue cheese buttermilk. We'll have them all at hereandnow.org. Kathy, thanks as always.
Thank you, Robin.